Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Midterm school break is over the next week, and people are excited about it, I am sure. On the line now to tell us more about upcoming midterm family events and camps for children, we have Lisa O'Brien from KidsGuide.ie. You're very welcome to the show this morning, Lisa.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I mean, I think everybody's ready for a break, aren't they? Like, Christmas is over. You'd slug it through January. We're into February. We've had some bad weather these last couple of weekends. I bet kids are ready to get out and do something fun.
I think, Aluna, I'm just ready for a week or 2 days in some cases, a week with the other child, that we've no packed lunches to think about.
Yes.
No homework. That's enough for me at times.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, tell us, how important is it that during midterm we take time to recharge the batteries, but also make the most of the midterm, spending quality time together as well? Isn't that important?
Absolutely. I think it's always important that we look after ourselves and those that we love, our little family, you know, group. The balance, I think, between what we call chill-out days or pajama days, along also with activities that bring the family together, whether it be from crafts, cooking, swimming, or actually joining a camp or a workshop. I think we've all got busy lives nowadays. Mm-hmm. Everyone has. So a little bit of forward planning when it comes to school breaks, whether it be a two-day break in the week or the full week, is necessary. As I said, getting that balance right, as always.
It's good to have breaks. It's work-life balance.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Easier said than done.
Yes, yeah. So much easier said than done. Now, I believe, Lisa, you're based in Galway, and Galway is the cultural center? I can't ever remember the exact title, but...
Yeah. I couldn't even inform you either. We're in County Galway, so we're not actually in the major hub of Galway City.
I imagine there's some great events planned, though, for what's going on with Galway 2020.
There is so many. There are hundreds. There are hundreds. I mean, at the moment, yes, like everyone else around the country, I suppose we're in, you know, windy Galway today and the weekend. We were very lucky because only six towns in Galway got chosen to host an amazing evening, which we did 2 weeks ago. And that was then when we had the lighting of these Galway spheres that have been handcrafted from steel for each individual town.
Had
like a fire lighting procession. You can see all of those videos on the Galway 2020 website. And between that and the drumming, it was amazing. Honestly, it put goosebumps, you know, on you. So we were one of six towns that I live in that had that. And then the following week was the official opening, in which all of these six spheres, these big round domes, would be lit up along with the Galway 2021. And it was going to be even larger. And then we had Storm Ciara.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately.
No.
I mean, as an event organizer, I do try and steer away from outside events myself because I don't trust the weather.
Yeah,
I do
well,
not
for good reason.
Yeah, and unfortunately, all of that, they couldn't even postpone it. It had to be cancelled.
Oh.
So all the time and effort that all these towns, these volunteers, you know, there's hundreds of volunteers that spent weeks and weeks and weeks of planning this event. So anyway, that didn't happen, but it doesn't end there. The Galway 2020 obviously runs throughout the entire year. On the website, it's galway2020.ie. You need to sit down with a cup of tea or a coffee and look through this website. There's so much on it. The program of events, there's shows, activities, theatre productions, music, art, workshops. There's so much going on throughout the year in and around Galway City. So that is something, literally, honestly, you do need to sit down, you need to look at that. And my suggestion then, book in advance, because a lot of these things actually are fully booked already. But, you know, come down to Galway. Come down to Galway.
This is the year to do it.
Yeah. Find a cheap B&B or, you know, whatever you want to do, Airbnb, and do that with the family because it's great. And Galway itself, on a good day, is fantastic to walk through.
So true. So true.
Yeah.
That is so true. So what other upcoming activities and events around the country can you tell us about this morning?
Okay. What I did was I just picked out a couple of free events. And something different, first of all. And that's operating in the Natural Museum of Ireland. This one is actually, this camp now, a session is tomorrow, from 2 to 4, but it just, it ticked my box because it's a smartphone photography class.
Oh.
So this is something different. We've all got smartphones now. I must admit, I know the eldest daughter here has a nice camera, but I think we bought it for her and she's never used it. It's all on the smartphone.
Yeah.
So this is for age 12 and above. It's being hosted by multi-award winning photographer Brendan O'Shea. Booking is essential. There were still places left now when I looked last night, but this is for tomorrow from 2 to 4, and it's in the Collins Barracks, which is at the National Museum of Ireland. Now, the next one is quite a bit fun. This is on the 22nd February, so this is the end of next week. I mean, some of the half terms are just Thursday, midterm break, sorry, is just Thursday and Friday, so this gets in that weekend. This is in the Museum of Natural History on the 22nd of February, and this is where your children can become a detective for the afternoon. And they have to follow 11 animals throughout the museum and then join in their world-famous dead zoo.
That sounds really interesting.
This is something different than the normal, you know, workshops that we'll probably discuss in a moment. But I'm just trying to think, you know, totally to try and get a very vast range of what's going on. Something else as well, which we can do this weekend. This is a great, I mean, I'm actually even doing it now. I'm wearing Galway. So if we win, I'm not sure how we're going to get up to Dublin for this. This is with Viking Splash Tours in Dublin. So we all know the good, the boat stroke. What is it? It goes around.
Yes. With their hats.
The Viking hats. Screaming and shouting. Okay, so Viking Splash Tours, a mouthful, isn't it? They need new shield designs. They want children to come up with new creative designs for their shields. We have until the 29th of February. So we've, you know, this weekend, if we're all stuck indoors, this is a brilliant weekend to do it. Get your children to design a new shield, and you have to send it in, as I said before, the 29th of February. If your shield is a winner, you get your class to get a free tour up at Viking Splash Tours.
Oh,
and
wow.
And also the design is displayed on one of their vehicles.
Oh, wow. Cool.
I thought that was brilliant. It's fantastic to get the schools involved, the kids involved, rather than, you know, getting a graphic designer to design shields. This is more interactive with the community or nationwide. So the details are on our Facebook page as well, Kids Guide Facebook page, because we shared theirs. Their Facebook page is Viking Splash Tours, and the information obviously is on there too. But that's something I think that is a must for this weekend.
That sounds really good. Now, we only have a couple of minutes left.
Sure.
So tell us about the camps that are for children that are happening this week. Because I know a lot of parents are looking for those because they need to work and they need something for the kids to do.
I must admit, there's a lot that are filled up already. But going quickly, a new one that came on the horizon is Planet Science Kids. These guys are nationwide for camps age 5 and above. At the moment, next week, they're in Limerick, they're in Roscommon. This is a science one that covers chemistry, physics, biology, geology. This is planetsciencekids.com. We have the regular Bricks for Kids, which is, again, nationwide. These guides are fantastic. They're Technic-themed camps, very, very popular, inspire creative minds using Lego. So bricksforkids.ie, they're nationwide. Then we have art places now. The Happy Art Studio is in Cork. They're running art classes and workshops for age 5 and above. That's the Happy Art Studio. We have Art Zone in Clontarf. They are running 2-day and 3-day courses. And for adults too, they do clay sculptures too for the older children. They do collages, art designs for the younger. So there's two different arts there in Clontarf and Cork. Then we have Cooking Then for Kids Cook School in County Meath. It's kidscook.ie, and they're running nutritional independence, showing children how to be independent and with the basics of cooking. They do morning and afternoon camps too. And then we have a creative writing camp, which is based in Malahide, Blackrock and Castleknock. And that's with Megan Wynn, creative writing, doing magical fiction writing with fictional characters, using your imaginations, and you can get that. That's not on our website. So this is a MeganWynn.com website. The MeganWynn.com with creative writing. And then the last one I wanted to say is Burr Castle, which is coming down, I suppose, from you now. But in February, they do a fantastic science, technology, engineering, and maths all in one camp.
Wow.
With experiments, investigations, challenges, for the age of 8 upwards. It's a little bit older, that one now. And that's at burrcastle.com. I can recommend them. I mean, these guys operate as well. Summer camps, Easter camps. You really want to be going on their websites now and booking your places.
Very good, very good. Yeah, so you got to get in there quick if you want any place.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to think ahead. See, this is what happens when you're not a planner. You just go, darn it.
Yeah.
You do got to get in there. So if listeners want more information about the children's camps that you've talked about, where can they go? I just want to give you an opportunity to talk just briefly about your website.
Sure. So kidsguide.ie was currently based for just around the Dublin area. And so surrounding areas there. We're currently wanting to branch into Cork and Galway at the moment. So we are contacting companies that might want to come on and advertise with us. And then maybe we can go to Cork and Galway this year and do a live event free for families under one roof, so they can come and see what activities, summer camps, etc., are around that area for them.
Lovely.
So if anyone in the Cork and Galway area, I know somebody from Galway contacted us last time I was on with you. So it's great to know that people are listening.
But
come on board, contact us at kidsguide.ie. It's either Lisa@kidsguide.ie or Magella@kidsguide.ie. Or the contact page on the website.
Excellent. Lisa, thanks so much for coming on this morning. You've given a lot of information there for people to kind of think about, of some really fun things to do with their kids. So thank you so much for putting that together.
Thanks ever so much for having me. Thank you.
Take care. So that's Lisa O'Brien from kidsguide.ie. Thank you so much for coming on, Lisa, this morning. You can go over to kidsguide.ie, or you can go to their Facebook page as well, Kids Guide Ireland, when you look for them there on Facebook, and keep in touch there. Oftentimes they run competitions. They do all kinds of stuff. They have all kinds of information up there for you if you're looking for something for the kids to do. Great place to go. It is Saturday Magazine with Jackie. You're very welcome to what we have. I love this little time I have here on a Saturday morning, especially when Pastor Pat Fitzgerald shows up. We're talking about expectations. That's what we're talking about today. And whether that's our own personal expectations of our life plan, dealing with disappointment when things don't go our way, or how to be expectant of God's great work in our lives. So in the studio now to tell us more, we have Pastor Pat Fitzgerald from All Hallows Campus Dublin. You're very welcome to the show, Pat.
Thanks, Jackie. It's great to be here.
It is always good to have you here. And first of all, well done for getting through the wind and the rain.
Yes,
did you just kind of blow into the studio?
Literally blew in. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I know when you're sitting out there, you kind of feel, when you're sitting out in the office area, you kind of feel like maybe the roof's going to lift off this place.
That's what I was just thinking when I was out there. Yeah, I'll save in this place a while.
Yeah, I know. Just pray for us.
That's all I can say.
Now, first of all, Pat, do you remember what your life expectations were when you were growing up?
Well, because I came from a very difficult background and working class, you know, pretty working class background, I suppose for us we didn't really have expectations, Jackie. It was survival for the fittest, you know.
Yeah, so there was no big plan in your head.
No, the only thing I aspired at that time, I was very good at soccer. Played for Home Farm at the time. Had great ability, great potential, but was never encouraged to really believe that I could do something. So by the time I was 15 and a half, I stopped playing.
Yeah.
Start drinking and, you know.
Yeah.
Never went anywhere up to that point, you know.
Yeah. Do you think it's important to be expectant for good things in our life? I mean, like, what effect did that have on you at that age, not having an expectation versus kids who kind of grow up with people who do give them a bit of...
I'll tell you what it does, Jackie. It builds a hopelessness in your life. It builds a day-to-day, just living, not looking to the future, not looking to aspire to be anything, get a menial job and hopefully meet someone, get married, and that's the whole package.
Yeah.
So you didn't really aspire to do anything or become anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, my two brothers were phenomenal boxers and they never really went anywhere with that either. I think for us then, being involved in the music industry, that was sort of, at that point, 17, 18, 19, 20, that sort of led us to believe that there could be something more than what we were living in.
Mm-hmm.
So for us growing up in a working class, difficult background, for most of those kids, they don't really have great expectations for the future or aspirations for to do anything with their life, which is sad because a lot of these kids have great ability, potential, and could do something with their life if they had something that was inspiring them to expect to do something.
Mm, mm. Is there much difference between expectation and hope?
Large difference.
Okay. What's the difference?
Okay. Well, put it this way. You can have hope, but have no expectation. You're filled with hope. You live in hope, but you don't really expect anything to happen. The Oxford Dictionary on the word expectation means to believe that something can actually happen, which is difference.
Yeah, I see
expectation,
the difference. I see what you're saying.
Expectation with hope is like a double barrel.
Boom, boom.
Without one, without the other. Oh, well, expectation, for me, pulls hope into the situation.
Kind of pulls it along behind
pulls it
you.
Along,
yeah.
Where hope doesn't pull it in.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll give you an example. I said to a group of young adults recently, I said, what's the most important ingredient in your life? One said love, one said hope, one said this, one said... So they're all great. But without this ingredient, they never really do anything. When they said, what's that? Expectation.
Mm-hmm.
When you expect something, it drives you forward, pushes you forward. For example, if you expect to do well in school, most individuals that have expectation to do well in school, 9 times out of 10 do really well out of school. But if you have hope, that you hope you'll do well.
Yeah, it's a little trickier.
It's a bit trickier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see where you're going
there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do, I do.
And I think expectation is an ingredient that I think today, personally, is lacking in a lot of young people's
mm-hmm.
lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? They don't really...
Do you think God wants us to have expectation?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
The scriptures are full of it.
Yeah. It's not a prideful thing. It's a good thing.
It's a great thing.
Yeah.
It's a phenomenal thing. I mean, it's literally in the scriptures. There's a scripture in Proverbs 13, verse 12. It says, hope deferred makes the heart grow sick.
Mm.
But a life... If I get this right. A life fulfilled is a tree of life.
Mm.
So, when your hope is deferred... It limits you, it restricts you, but when you have expectation, it fills you for you to really believe that you can fulfill something in life, Jackie. Really. And I think that's what we need to really impregnate in people's life. Come on, get up and expect that this day is going to be a great day. Remember, I said to these kids today, I said, expectation has a language, Jackie. Same with disappointment has a language, or hopelessness has a language. I remember a friend of mine saying years ago, he says, you know, the words that you speak create the atmosphere you live in.
That's true.
So if you're a negative individual and you can't see any brightness in front of you, the language that you speak all the time is creating a world within your own world that really limits you and restricts you and really stops you from going anywhere. Where if you get up in the morning and say, I'm expecting today's going to be a great day. I'm expecting driving down, there's wind, there's rain. But I'm expecting to come to Spirit Radio and whoever's listening to something that I may say or you say will touch someone's life. You come in here every Saturday to do your show. You're expecting that somewhere along the line you might get a text, an email, that you've affected someone's life.
Amen.
Or if you go up this morning and just almost drag yourself into the car and you're complaining all the way you get in, you complain about your coffee, you complain about the fact that it's blowing the gale out there, you complain, well, What do you expect then?
Yeah.
You've set
the stage.
You've set the platform for
your
life.
Yeah, yeah.
And so therefore, expectation is a massive ingredient for change.
Yeah, yeah.
For change, Jackie.
Yeah.
Helen Keller says this. She says, sometimes one door closes and another door is opened. But you are more focused on the door that is closed that you actually can't see the door that's opened in front of you.
Mm.
Now, not having expectation will make you constantly look at the door that's closed. But when you have expectation, you see the door that's closed, but you're looking at the door that's open. And you say, well, let's forget about that door and let's walk through this
let's
door.
Let's go through this
door. Because you don't know what's beyond that door.
Yeah.
So expectation drives you forward. Having no expectation pushes you back.
Wow, that's so true. So this drives me to ask you this question then. What are ways we can deal with disappointment when it happens? Life doesn't always go the way we might expect it to do, even though we have those expectations. How do we deal with that disappointment?
Well, the way
I suppose it's like what you're talking about, the doors being open and closed.
Well, you know, everybody, we all face disappointment, Jackie. There's nobody on this planet that doesn't face disappointment every day. You know, every day we're facing disappointment at some level. But it's how we or how we let that or allow that to affect us will determine the outcome.
So true. So true.
So, for example, say my brother died about 7-8 years ago, you know, very close to me died. And I realised at that point, I can't allow that to stop my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go through the grieving process. Of course, everyone goes through that. But you can't stop it from affecting your whole life. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the challenge for all of us is this, Jackie. Whatever arises in your life, it's how you tackle it. It's how you deal with it will determine the outcome.
Mm.
But if you're full of expectation, no matter what you see in front of you, you'll believe that you'll get past it.
That's exciting when you think about it. That's really exciting.
Well, Nelson Mandela says this, the very thing that seems impossible always seems impossible until it's done.
Until it's done. That's so true. Well, when it comes to expectation, Pat, do we need to be clear about what we want? Do we need to be specific about what we pray for when we're expecting?
Oh, absolutely. I think a lot of us as Christians, we pray aimlessly. I'm always saying this to people.
Kind of out there in the ether.
Well, I remember taking over the Apostolic Church, or People's Church, 20 years ago, and we used to have a prayer meeting with a lot of older folks, and they were great people. But we would be praying from Africa to Iceland and back. And I said to them, guys, this church has no people, no money, no heat, nothing. So let's forget about Africa for a while and let's pray specifically for the needs of this church and the needs of every situation. So God wants us to pray specifically in order to see breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
But when you pray specifically, Jackie, right, it builds expectation in you. So you believe that actually this can change.
It's common.
Well, I'll give you an example. My mother, I've been praying for my mother for 30 years. And last Wednesday on her birthday, my brother led her to the Lord.
Oh, wow.
After 30 years of prayer.
Wow.
Expecting that at some point
it's
before she goes,
yeah,
she gave her heart to Jesus.
Yeah.
Right? And last week on her birthday, she gave her life to Christ.
Hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
Amen. That's amazing.
But every time I'd go there, I would expect that some door would open that I could share her, because she had no faith. Do you know what I'm saying? But I'd always go expecting that maybe somewhere, someone, someplace, some TV, some radio,
something
will touch her.
Yeah.
So I could look at the restrictions and the limitations and my mother not interested and allow that to push me back.
Mm-hmm.
But with God, all things are possible to them that believe.
Absolutely.
Everything is possible. Everything with expectation is like an atom bomb. Together, they bring change.
Wow.
Together, you believe for change. Together, you stand and declare change.
Mm.
But when you don't have expectation, well, you don't really believe it's going to change, do you?
Yeah, well, if someone's looking to raise, maybe somebody's listening right now, and they're thinking, yeah, okay, I want to raise my expectation.
Mm.
I want to expect to see God's great work in my life. Mm. What advice do you have for them?
Well, the first thing I'd say to them, start praying about it.
Yeah.
Right? But this way, I always take it before, start declaring it.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Declaration and prayer go hand in hand. And this is the thing I'd say to get a vision in your mind of what you expect to see. So every day you wake up, you see it actually taking place. Make sure, the Bible says, without a vision, the people cast off restraint and nourish, they perish. So when you have vision, automatically it brings declaration. Automatically it brings prayer. So no matter what you see around you, no matter what you hear around you, no matter what people say, you have the vision in your heart that something will take place.
Mm-hmm.
I remember hearing years ago, Jim Carrey, you know, the actor, when he was broke and had nothing, and was a struggling actor. He used to go to the top of Hollywood, I think it was top of Hollywood, and he would shout every day that one day he's going to be the greatest actor that ever lived.
Mm.
And one day he'd have money, and one day he'd have a nice home, and one day he'd have all. And he would say it, and he would say it, and he would say it, and he'd say, why? Because that was the vision in his heart. And he expected that at some point, somewhere out of nowhere, a door would open. And today he's probably one of the most successful actors in the world.
Yeah.
Why? Because the man had vision, the man was declaring, the man was speaking, and he wasn't allowing what was going on in his world to stop him really believing that one day he would do something. And Jackie, there's so many kids out there, come on, that are waking up hopeless, waking up depressed, waking up aimless, waking up don't know what to do or where to go. And I would encourage all these kids, fill your heart with expectation, get up and believe you could be the next phenomenal Prime Minister. Get up and say you could be the next Taoiseach of Ireland. Get up and say you could be the next most brilliant athlete, the most incredible student, the most incredible entrepreneur, whatever it may be. God created us, Jackie, to be something. Do you know what I'm saying?
I
just walk through life aimlessly.
Yeah.
Like the Bible says this in Genesis, Jackie, and I'm on a roll now. The Bible says in Genesis that he created us in his likeness, right? In other words, God is a creative genius. So he has created something that he has placed his creativity on the inside of us. So it's a tragedy that we don't believe in the creativity that God has given us to be fulfilled. You understand?
I do.
So there are people who are extraordinary people. God created that inside them. But they had to do something with it in order to be seen.
Yeah, to release it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, what's his name? Steve Jobs. You know, somewhere in his heart, he believed that he could make this thing that could change the world. Today, he's gone, but we are benefactors of what his genius brought into the world. Now, there's negative things, but there's a lot of positive things with it. But as Christians, Jackie, we are created to do something in this world, to affect a neighbor, to affect a city or a nation or someone. There's something on the inside of you, Jackie, of God's creativity that needs to come out. But when you hear the opinion of people, or you hear people saying, you'll never do this, or you'll never go anywhere, you'll never be anything, you are subject to that language. You're subject to the words of the past. And what I said to people recently, forget about the words of the past, stand on the present, and listen to the word of God, which says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You are more than a conqueror. You are an overcomer. Now, Jackie, you're talking to a person that at 15 left school with no grades. I was told by teachers, you will never do anything. You will never go anywhere. You'll never amount to anything. Hopefully, you won't end up in a prison cell. But let me tell you, I remember a teacher saying, son, you're going to go nowhere and do nothing in this life. But this is what I believe. The day I got saved at 23 years of age, when I gave my life to Christ, from that point on, I had a new beginning. I had a new start, and I had a new future, and I was determined to not allow what they said affect my future. And I don't know who's listening in today, because I feel there's someone listening. Don't allow what happened in the past stop you in your present and running into a great future.
Amen. Amen. You said it all, man. That is so inspiring. We've got a text here. Don't you dare apologize. We've got a text here from Jeffrey saying, that man on your show is just wonderful, really inspiring. And I have to agree with him. God is good, and something good is going to happen today, right?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for coming in, man. You're the best. We've got Pastor Pat Fitzgerald from All Hallows Campus. Thank him so much for coming in this morning.
No problem.
And this song is for you, Pat. It's Overcomer by Mandisa here
Amen.
On Spirit Radio. Amen, brother.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.